All the attention this year has been on the US president, but who will be the next person to occupy our White House up in the Phoenix Park? Well, let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to the podcast, Sean Defoe here. And don't forget to subscribe or follow wherever it is you're listening to keep up to date with all the latest episodes as we have them. So by the end of this year, we'll have held every possible electoral event in the space of a little over 18 months. We'll have had three Taoiseach, two presidents, two Dáils and Seanads, and a number of ill-fated referendums. And all the attention has now very firmly turned to what the presidential election of 2025 will look like. Michael D. Higgins can't seek another term, so there will be a new face in the Oras, and this field could be jam-packed because it's really hard to dethrone a sitting president. So if you do a good job, there's a very good chance that this person could be in office for 14 years. And in the span of any political career, that's an awful long time. So if you want to make an actual good go of it, a lot of candidates will have to go now. And back in 2011, it was vicious, it was unscrupulous and dramatic, with Sean Gallagher leading the race until the final week and being ultimately undone by the frontline Tweetgate incident, although his associations with Fianna Fáil were already proving difficult for him. So on this episode, we'll go through the runners and riders likely for each party and the independents. But first, let's start with the most obnoxious one.
Ireland and America, we are siblings. We consider America our big sibling.
Fresh off an appearance at the White House, Conor McGregor, he's been hinting at a presidential run for a while.
So it's important for Ireland to have a peaceful, happy, prosperous country for 40 million Irish Americans to have a place to visit, to come back to their home. So we wish for our relationship with the United States to continue, and we wish to be taken care of by the big bro. You know, the United States should look after its little bro, and that's how we feel.
How about the trade? You know, there's some trade disputes between the US and the EU, and how do you think?
We wish exams.
I will say,
Connor is here to meet with the president. He'll be meeting with him later this afternoon. We couldn't think of a better guest to have with us on St. Patrick's Day. We're both wearing our green. This was not planned, but very festive. And as you know, I'll be having a briefing later at 1 o'clock. So we'll talk more about their meeting later. But he's going over to meet with some other administration officials. He's spending the day in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm here to raise the issues the people of Ireland face. Yes. You know, and it'll be music to the people of Ireland's ears, because never on the main stage has the issues the people of Ireland face been spoke. You know, our government has long since abandoned the voices of the people of Ireland, and it's high time that America is made aware of what is going on in Ireland. What is going on in Ireland is a travesty. Our government is the government of zero action with zero accountability. You know, our money is being spent on overseas issues that has nothing to do with the Irish people. The illegal immigration racket is running ravage on the country. There are rural towns in Ireland that have been overrun in one swoop, that have become a minority in one swoop. So issues need to be addressed. And the 40 million Irish Americans, as I said, need to hear this, because if not, there will be no place to come home and visit. You know, Ireland is at the cusp of, you know, potentially losing its Irishness. And I'm here to raise the issue and highlight it. You know, it's also St. Patrick's Day, so a little bit of celebrations for sure. And, you know, a little bit of learning and listening to Mr. President Trump, whose work ethic is inspiring. And it all that does to me is highlight the lack of work on my side. So that's it. That's what I'm here for.
Awesome.
Let's just put a bullet in this one. He has no chance being on the ballot. The reason for that, there is only two ways that you can get a nomination to run for president. You either need the backing of 20 TDs or senators, or you can go down the route of appealing to county councils and securing 4 nominations from those local authorities. Given his sexual assault conviction, general bad taste, and the likes of the Taoiseach to call him the worst example of toxic masculinity, I would be gobsmacked if McGregor got anywhere near a nomination. And a lot of pundits seem to think that even if he did, he wouldn't win. Having seen those predictions go up in smoke before, I just think it's better for all involved if he wasn't on the ballot. And I don't think he would win an election regardless, but why take the chance with it all? And having covered the various pitches to county councils for the presidential election last time, I have to say his would be quite the spectacle. I can't imagine him being calm and considered and all the rest of it when a county council says, no, your grand thanks, you're not getting our nomination. So let's turn to the political parties, and the one with the biggest internal battle for a nomination will likely be Fine Gael.
I have been asked by many people, particularly after the European elections last year, to consider letting my name go forward. And I was asked recently by a number of media, was I going forward? And I said I would give it serious consideration. So that's the position as of now. I am not saying I'm declaring that I'm going to run, but I'm certainly considering it out of respect for the many people within the Fine Gael party and some indeed outside of it who said that I should consider it.
That was the former GAA president, Sean Kelly, speaking to Clare FM and again, not ruling things out. Kelly has been a massive vote getter in Ireland South in the last few European elections and would certainly be a serious contender if he manages to get the nomination. But there must be something in the air in Brussels because a number of Fine Gael contenders have high hopes. The former European Commissioner, Mairead McGuinness, arguably the front runner for the PAC, certainly among the Fine Gael candidates, and is the number two on most betting platforms at the minute. She was a big vote-getter in Midlands Northwest. She's a strong media performer. And the Irish Independent has actually done quite a number of polls on this, faking how an election was run with sample ballots and all that sort of stuff. And she's come out on votes and on transfers in the last two polls that were done. But she will have a fierce fight to get the nomination. Also potentially in the frame is the former Taoiseach Frances Fitzgerald, herself a former Justice Minister and MEP. She's something of a grandee of the party and is a close ally of leader Simon Harris, which obviously never hurts. She's also, I feel, been more vocal and open in the media since she left frontline politics and brings this kind of a gravitas. Like, you could see her being in the aura. She looks presidential, and that's something that a lot of people like to see when they are voting for president. Rounding out the trio of Fine Gael ladies possibly contending is the recently retired Heather Humphreys. She was the deputy leader of Fine Gael until just last year and stepped away from the Dáil, citing both personal and health reasons. And initially I thought, well, okay, that's it. She's out of the running. But, you know, I've just heard some rumblings in Fine Gael that that might not be the case after all, and she might well be interested in becoming president or running for president. Any of those four would be strong candidates for Fine Gael, which has never had much luck as a party when it comes to presidential elections. But I think this time could well be in the mix with one of those four, probably Mairead McGuinness, more likely. So now, what of Fianna Fáil?
I assure you this, Pat, there should be no connection between me rejoining one of the 3,000 Cumans in Drumcondra, because it was always there to affiliate with, and what might happen in the future.
Well, that was Bertie Ahern speaking to Pat Kenny.
At this stage, I have no thoughts about the next presidential election.
But you're not ruling it out?
I'm not ruling it, because I don't think the issue should be even discussed at this stage. I think, in fairness to the President, who's doing an excellent job, who's my total support, who I've worked with on the Council of State, this issue should not. And when it does come up, somewhere in the middle of 2025, everybody then who's in interest will have to express it. And whether I have or not then, God knows. But it's not.
But it is coming, because the President can't run for a third term. There will be a new president.
It will come up in 2025, and I'm sure there'll be loads of candidates from what I hear. And whether I'll even think about it, I'll certainly, if I think about it, you'll hear about it. And if I don't, it'll just be.
But you haven't discussed it with Micheál Martin, or
I've
have
discussed
you?
It with nobody.
The question is, does Bertie Ahern actually want to be president? Or is he just happy with his name being touted all over the place for a potential comeback? And I tend to think it's the latter. Like, presidential races pull no punches. And every controversy, every tribunal transcript would be dredged back up over the course of the few weeks of the campaign. So other than like a sheer love of the power and politics of it all, I can't imagine why Bertie Ahern would want to do it. So if we take Bertie off the board, well, the cupboard's looking a little bit bare for Fianna Fáil, especially since Micheál Martin confirmed to us in Washington last week he won't be running.
No, I will not be running for president. I think I've the honour now of being elected as Taoiseach. I ran in the general election, and I'd be kind of old-fashioned. I sort of said that I'd be not just running for Taoiseach, I was running as a TD for Cork South Central. And you make a commitment to people that you want to represent them for the next Dáil term.
So the other name that's doing the rounds is Cynthia Niverku, the former Eurovision presenter. She was a surprise election to the European Parliament last year and apparently has been doing the rounds to try and shore up some support. And she might be a decent runner as a pseudo-celeb candidate. After that, it's pretty slim. Maybe Eamon O'Queeve, maybe Senator Mark Daly, but neither likely to be anywhere near contender status to win the election. And Fianna Fáil obviously has a history to think about here, having had an awful lot of success in presidential elections down through the year. So there's a little bit of reputation at stake as well. Before we get to the other parties, might be best to mention the independents, because we have had... Michael D was Labour, but was obviously technically an independent candidate last time around. And a lot of people are thinking maybe there's an independent here who could make a run, who could keep that tradition going, tap into the Michael D vote. I mentioned earlier Mairead McGuinness is the second favourite to be president. Number one is Frances Black, the singer turned senator, the author of the Occupied Territories Bill. She's been seen as a possible outside candidate by many people. She's popular in and out of politics, and is certainly not afraid of speaking her mind. So she could be the kind of candidate that attracts voters who would have given Michael D their backing at the last two elections. She didn't do fantastically well in the polling that I mentioned earlier, but she is a likeable character. The question for me is, would she shine or wilt in the full glare of an election campaign? Because I don't doubt she's a very capable woman and politician, but it is just something different when you're being raked over the coals, whereas a lot of interviews with her tend to be more favourable, a little bit softer. They're talking about her music career. They're just nicer. And when it turns nasty, can you hack it? I don't 100% know. Continuing the trend of being linked to everything, including the presidency now, is Michael McDougall. He's seen as another possible independent candidate. Some reports even suggesting he could be a combined Fine Gael-Fianna Fáil candidate, though I really don't see that as very likely. My question with McDougall, it's the same as it was during the election and for Bertie. Does he want to give up his comfy position as a senior senator and commentator for the Oireachtas? I don't think so. Catherine Connolly, the independent TD, she's another in the Michael D role mould, also from Galway, could be a candidate. Fergus Finlay, he's been talked about as well, and in some ways at least fit that mould. To Jarlath Burns, the GAA president, he's another possible. I don't know the man at all myself, but anyone who meets him, anyone I've spoken to who's listened to him speak, or they come away very impressed by him. But I think he has a bit long to run on his GAA presidency at the minute. The timing might not suit him. And then there's the wild card, Tommy Tiernan.
He heard a rumour that maybe next year you might be thinking of running for president. Is that... was that a load of nonsense that I heard?
Can you imagine? We're so lucky to have an articulate, caring, principled man in the Oireachtas. There are parts of being president I'd love, going to matches. I'd love to take the King of Burundi to the Valley Cafe in Navan. I'd be all up for that.
And a game of pool.
And, you know, yeah, we're very lucky to have Michael as our president. And I hope that... I know the love of the people is important to him, and I hope he feels it, because it's tangible, it's present, it's real. He's our most respected and loved public figure. So, and we're lucky.
That being his way of not ruling himself out of the race. He would be a fascinating character in a presidential election. Obviously ticks the celebrity box, ticks the likability box. And it would be fascinating to watch him in the debates, because no politician would know how to handle him. So then this leaves us with the other political parties. And one that's in a little bit of a bind is Sinn Féin. Their fortunes, they've been up and down. There's no clear candidate to go this time around. They, unlike Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, decided to contest the last election and to fight Michael D Higgins, which ended pretty badly for all involved. Now, there is some talk, which she has dismissed, of Mary Lou McDonald running. And I think that may be their only chance to win the presidential election, but it would be a disaster for the party. I mean, if she wins, is there anyone capable of stepping up and filling her shoes, as good as a front bench as Sinn Féin have, could you see any of them? Could you see Piers Doherty, Owen O'Brien, David Colnan, Louise O'Reilly? Could you see them as a leader in the same way that Mary Lou McDonald is? I'm not sure any of them is ready for that step up. So if she wins, there's questions. But imagine if she lost. I mean, that's a big embarrassment for the leader of a political party to go and lose a presidential election, and certainly something I think that would damage her chances of ever becoming Taoiseach. But I don't see her going for it anyway. Some of the names we mentioned, I mean, Angus O'Snoddy doesn't exactly set the world alight. Gerry Adams, does anyone really want to go there, either him or the party or the country? It would be a shame for the journalists, I'm sure, but that's about it. So this is where the idea of a unity candidate on the left might make sense. There's been some discussions between Labour, the Sock Dems and the Greens about fielding a candidate together to take advantage of their combined electoral vote. The question is, who? It would almost certainly have to be someone from outside politics, or certainly outside of their parties. I mean, there's no way the Sock Dems, for example, would agree to back Brendan Howlan, even though he might be a good candidate. I don't think Eamon Ryan wants back in to the political fold. And the Sock Dems have been more focused on the Dáil than the Park. I don't see a very obvious candidate for them to run for the presidency. So is this where someone like a Francis Black could emerge as a unity candidate for a number of parties, or a Lynn Ruan or Jarlath Burns or somebody like that? There's almost certainly going to be a more right-wing candidate, again, a Peter Casey type, who manages to get into the field and tries to take advantage, as McGregor has, of anti-immigrant sentiment. There will probably be a celeb or two who come out of relatively nowhere to secure a nomination. Like, if you gave me £100 now, I would say Mairead McGuinness will be the next president. But these campaigns always throw up something unexpected, and it will be in the next month or two that the real runners and riders will have to make their intentions known. It's going to be fascinating. I think we had 7 in the field last time, tends to be around that many, 3 or 4 from the main parties, maybe 3 from outside of that. It's just going to be really fascinating to see who wants to get in and then how they tear lumps out of each other, because for whatever reason, the presidential election, maybe it's because it's so much more personal, it just always ends up being dramatic. We will be following every minute of it as soon as we know a little bit more, and we'll have further podcasts throughout the year. Towards the end of the year, the election's not till October, but of course we're talking about it now because it's the next election, and after that, 4 years before we get another one. So there you go. That's it for this week's episode of Let Me Explain. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on whatever channel it is you are listening, and I will chat to you next week.